So it says like this, b'mayim klal, mashma, any water, you need dafke simonim. Then it says, b'yamim of necholim prat, mashma, you only need the simonim in the sea or in the river. Then it says, b'mayim again, chozul klal, so klal is klal, prat, the klal, tadal, klein, prat, ma, prat, mefosh, mayim, noivim. Any water that flows, like from the ground, it's noivim, there's a flow, the ocean has its own flow of water, and the rivers, is afko mayim noivim, any live water that flows. So therefore, Mari, what do you include? Charitzim unitzim yisura. That charitzim unitzim, those like small flowing water, that's included to be chayim, that's also daim to the sea. That's also called water that generates by itself. Yeah. Has to be running water. Therefore, includes like gutters and trenches, yeah, that these things have running water. But then what do we come to exclude though? And so, or mamit, a boiris, tichin, a moiris, la terra. That boiris, that's like water's in a clay. No, it's not flowing water, it's like dead water. Rashi says, charitzin is, Rashi says, the dom, charitzin, aruchin, xer, nitzin, rechovin, yelvin, ledogin. So those are like flowing water. Rashi, if the water is just, stationary in a bowl in a ditch, so that's going to a kli, and that's la terra. Yeah. All right, let's stop here. We were holding down samach zayim amar aleph on top. Again, the Gemara answers, "I the chur is not a klal or prata klal because the two klolis were smuchim zelazir." So more on top answer, the klal is that hito prat b'neim. In the case we have two klolim, one next to another, so you have a right, but there are sichos drushos, to put the prat in between them. And therefore, for doing the klal of prat klal, you have a right to be darshan the psukim with a klal of prat klal. Rashi says, hito prat hasomach lim, or tunu b'neim, but then the klal of prat klal, the taba be kol kaina prat. He can marb anything like the prat. Hilkar, therefore, Ilav, Iloy Teichlu Kamo, Hidden Madina, Bekena Prata Filo Boris, the Domila Prat, Vochi, Shem, Main Gudelo Magabekako, any water that's on the ground, Avlashir Siv Teichlu Kamo, Dashin Lehochi, Ma Prat Nefurish, Mayim Noivim, only water that is Noivim, it flows. Av kol mayim noivim, any water that flows, visrabi charitzim nitzim, these type of small canals, but the water is flowing, lisura. Kelu, v'lo yisrabi baris, we do not include baris though. Again, here in the middle of the shalav, if you have these shrotzim in the water, even though it doesn't have snap, if it has kessel, so you're allowed to eat them or not. So you have a drosha that anything in the yamim, in the ocean, is lost to teeth unless it has the simonim, hu adin in the horus in the rivers. And for the klal of prat, the klal will be marvel. Who would in any flowing water has the iser of fish unless it's also teach them, unless they have snapped the kesher? Ma'ashen kein stale water, like in a kli, or even the burris, sikh the murris, even though it has a shrotzim inside there, you're allowed to drink the water. So the Gemara says like this, that we're doing the klal of prat, the klal, that ba'mayim is klal, mashm, anything in the water you could only eat, unless it has not of the kashkeshes. By yamim uvanacholim, that's a prat, that it says only ocean water and river water. Then it says, b'mayim at the end is chorvah klal, it's not a klal, much many water. So then we dash in klal, a prat, a klal, is the atadan or kena prat, you can only dash in it like the prat. So maha prat mefurish, mayim noivim, just like the prat, the yamim and the necholim, that's oceans and rivers, that water is flowing water, afko mayim noivim, any water that flows, we have the halachim, that they're not letting the fish or anything inside it, unless they have the snap of the kashkeshes. Without the snap of the kashkeshes, it's also teeth them. So now, that's the prat. Now, because of the klal, what do we marbo? My ribi, what do we marbo? What do we add on to the isurim? It's also teeth them without the simonim. Charitzim and itzim lisura. You have these small canals, these long canals, like, they're also has to teeth anything inside it, unless it has a simonim, unless it has a snap of the kashkeshes. That's why the fins and the scales. Rashi says, Charitza means Aruchim, the long, firm, and short. Nitzim, Rechazim, the very wide. Yeah. So these are the two halachas. So these two, since the water flows, also it's also to eat anything inside them, unless they have the simonim. Oma miyat, what's the miyat though? What are we excluding? What is mutter to eat, even though it doesn't have the simonim? That's the boiret, asichin umaris lateroi. We have a miyat to say that anything in stale water, water that does not flow, like in boiris and ditches, or asichin umaris, anything that's found in this type of water that grows inside it, it's mutter to eat, even though it does not have simonim. So that's why we dashed before, the klal aprat, the klal, that anything that's in stale water, like a kli, or like this here, boris tichlamaris, is mutatidic, even though it's not, does not have simonim. Now the Gemara says, the aim of one that the aim of, let's say, ma'aprat mefurish mayim gedelim agabi karka, like the yamim, the oceans and the river, the water that flows on the ground. So maybe if so, afko mayim gedelim agabi karka, any water that's on the ground has the same halachas. And they be not allowed to eat any fish or any shrotzim, even in the bor, even if the water is stale, stationary, but maybe since it's on the ground, it should be yosa to eat from it, unless there has some on him. If so, O my ribui, what do we be marba evenly sura? Maybe afilu boris tichon amaris lisura, that even fish or shrotzim that's found inside a ditch, or a tichon amaris also long ditches, but they don't flow the water, maybe also it's lisura, that you're not allowed to eat from it, unless they have simonim, because this water is also on the ground. Is so my miyat, what's the miyat to say that there's something that's mutter to eat even without simonim? Maybe only miyat kalim. Maybe only kalim it's mutter to eat. Fish that grows inside a kli, since in a kli it's not on the ground itself, that's what's mutter to eat even without simonim. But maybe any water that's on the ground, if it has fish, it's also to eat it. Simon says, no, and kalim if so, toichlu mayahanali. What do I have to have the extra word teichlu for? Like, yeah. The extra word teichlu is common features this. The Rashi says, when came teichlu ma'anilei, b'lav iunami kelim le'misisri. Even without the extra word of teichlu, I would know that fish that grows in a kli is mutter. D'ho le'domi le'prat, p'midis, not like yamim u'necholim. So no tzata say it's also. El mishri boris also. When it says what la exhalation of teichlu means to include that even the fish that's found in boris, they're also mutatit. It's good that's what will make the drasha klal aprat klal, that even fish that's found in the boris, teichlu boris, they're mutatit even though they don't have snap of the kakeshes. Again, that'll be created there. Not that just they came out of the yam into that. You know, you stam cast fish. And then put it into a pond, into a fish place, the Albanus called the Yosa. Because that's not the Hakeshis. Kalim here means it was grown there, it was raised here, born there. But Alec Moore says, the very Rabbi Yishmael Tona, the Rabbi Yishmael was like this, Bamayim, Bamayim, Shtei Ponim. The Torah says it twice, this Ribuya Bamayim, Bamayim. So therefore, the Torah doesn't put the Prat in between it. Prat is later. So before we said, still we dashed the material of Kala Prat to Klal. Rabbi Shmuel holds no. He holds Ein Zeh Klal HaPrat is not considered the Klal HaPrat, since the Prat is not in between the two Klolim. The way to Darshanis is El Ribu Yomiyat. He dashed him to us a Ribu and a Miyat. The what? Bamayim is a Ribu. Mash many things in the water he can eat without Simonim. Then it says Bayamu Nchalam Miyat. No mash only fish in oceans and rivers he can eat without Simonim. Then it says again, Bamayim, a second time, Choyz of Ribui. So therefore the Klal is Ribui, you mean for Ribui. Is Ribui Akur, we marve everything. Or Marib, what do we come to include, La Terra, that you'll not eat it, even without Simonim? Charitzim, Unitzim, no, forget, or Marib, what do we marve, Lisura, that you have to have Simonim? That Charitzim, Unitzim, Lisura, even long canals, as long as the water flows, that you can't eat any fish in it without Simonim. Or my meat, what's the meat then? Boris tichon amaris latera. That you have fish grown in a ditch, or a tichon amaris, that's mutter to eat them even without simonim. On this we have the question, why aim, why and I say, my ribu boris tichon amaris lisura? Maybe no, even boris tichon amaris is also to eat it. Since the water's on the ground, even though it's not flowing, Maybe it's also to eat anything in Sodom without simonim. Now my rib, what's the rib say? It's mutter. No, my rib, so meat, what's the meat letero? Meat kelim, maybe only fish that's grown in a kli, your utensil. That's what's mutter to eat without simonim. But maybe any type of water on the ground, it's also to eat from it. Where it says in Cana, so again, the same question, teichlu mahamle. What do I do with the extra word teichlu? Without this, without the word teichlu, also I would know that at least the fish in a kli is mutter. As in, an extra word teichlu means to include something else, latera. That's what we say, even the fish found in these birds, teichlu mahamle, is also mutter. Nothing more says, v'epechano, why don't I change the whole thing around? V'epechano, kidatoni matisio, the way he learned, the Tony Matisio Brev Yehuda. He learned like this, that Ma Royis the Rabbis, Boris Tichon Amos Latera, how do you know to say that the fish that's found in stale water, it's mutter to eat them even without simonim? Oloi Tichon Amos needs some Lisuran to tell me any fish that's found even in the canals, as long as it's flowing water, it's also to eat them without simonim. Ma Bani, Boris Tichon Amos, Shainat Swim Kelim, says it's a small like that. That bur is tichin, since the water is stale water, it's gathered together like a kli. So therefore, it's latera. Omaitzani charitzen unitzen, I exclude the canal's water, shein atzurun kekelim. They're not atzurun kekelim. That's what's more mistaken with the dash in this way. In the other more kash was epic, and let's change it around. Let's say that nitzim charitzen is latera, and maybe bur is tichin is lisura. So that doesn't make sense. A lot of this moment started with this way, that water, stale water, is more daima to a kli, that's mutter, and the flowing water, that's more daima to the yamim, therefore it's also. So right, this moment started with the dashin this way, than the dashin the other way. The other more says, hi sosu vai mefurs. And before we said a lesson that one postik is sosim, one postik is mefurish, learn that one from the other. So what's called sosim, what's called mefurish? What's this open and what's closed? Rashi says, the omel yel, hoyo v'hitte b'stam, is a hefte b'stam, a hitte mefurish. So what's called clearly and what's called only stam? So Mora says, machloik, it's figure of a ravacha ravina. Chad omer, yesh loy mefurish, that when they have simonim, that it's mutter, that's mefurish. V'yein loy, and they have to teach the fish that does not have simonim in the kelim, that's called sosim. That doesn't say clearly. That sounds like hidden. The Chadam one says no. Ein loy mefurish, where it doesn't have the simonim that's mutatit it, that's what's mefurish. The yeshto, when it has the simonim, that's sosim. Smo explains now. My time of the mandiyoma, what's the mandiyoma, what's the time the one that says yesh loy mefurish, when it has the simonim, it's mutat mefurish. Omlocho minayhu deko mishtori. We're talking about that. Omlocho minayhu deko mishtori. We're talking about fish that has simonim on it. Kelim ma'ir. So therefore, that's the mefurish. We're talking about fish that has simonim on it. That's the mefurish that the Torah is talking about. Rashi says, "Bu kro the mishtori biyesh tasam bekashkeshes kor mefurish." The pasuk that talks about the scales and fins. That's what says clearly. Leheter. Now, Kalim, Lata Kalim, Blois Simonim Tarek, Kadosh Liel. Yeah. So Rashi says, well, Minehu, the Kor, Mishtoi Kalim, to the Precious, the Kor Yamit, the Yosem, the Ramayit, Ein Loi Gabi Yamu, no Cholim, to the Siv, no Cholim, Utaichlu, the Loi, Shein Loi, Melo, the Kalim, Loi Yamayit, Abakro, the Mishtoi, Bein Loi, the Mliel, Nami Mishtoi, Minei. Yeah. Yes, that's called Yemishtoi. The post is talking about that. Now, my time of the man the Yomar Ein Loy Mefurish. No, the halacha where it doesn't have the snap of the kaskeshes, that's called Mefurish. Ta'ayhu deko mukach aheich, because that's the one that's explaining what the other one means. Why? Because the imeheich avemino. The kelim afagav the yisleh namad atechel. From the one pasuk, I would have thought even though the fish that's in the kelim also can eat from it. It's only from the other pasuk that I know it from. So Rashi says, "Di mehecha v'mina banecholim oisam tach, what if I have to say, in the rivers you could eat from them, ho bekele mafilu oisam letechlo, the more said before, from this pasuk learn, I would have thought to say, takeh, but yama v'nechola means to say, even fish that has simona, maybe you don't eat them if they're in the ocean or in the river. How do I know to say fakert that when they're in the kalim, I would have thought to say when they're in the kalim, it's also to eat them all together. So I need the other pasuk to megal on this. Therefore, the other pasuk, that's called mefurish. That teaching is clearly that rather the fish that's in the kalim, that's mutatit, even without the simonim. So that pasuk is called mefurish. The Gemara says, Omer Rav Huna, lelishri inish shichra b'tzevaisa b'yurta. A person should not like strain out a beer on wood, a wooden strainer at night time. Rashi says, lishri means loshen ha-shefiyah, and you're pouring out the wine. You're pouring it from one clue to another clue, and you want to put a strainer in between. Shich Rashi says, shal tamarim of dates. V'nimtzeven t'loim, because in date beer, mistam there are a lot of worms there. So, but Tzvayz Rashi says, sivishim mistamim noitzam derech etzim v'koshim, Bekoshim Dakim, that they want to strain it out over wood. So you should not do this at night time. Rashi says, why? Koshim tipo telas ala koshim. Maybe worms that came out of the dates, now when you pour it out, will fall onto this wood. And you're not going to see it. And then later, it will fall back into the water. And then it became asa. Because since at one time it was on the ground, or on the wood, that's called the sheret asheret alaretz. So Kozman, it's in the kli, in the water, it'd be mutter. That's what we had before. That's called trotzen, the first were created in the water, in a kli, that'll be mutter. But now when you pour it out of the kli, and it goes onto this wood, so that'll be called the sheretz. I think more says, Dilma may be porish, li'el mitzvaisa. Maybe first the worms came out onto the sift, the sifter. For hod enough for the kof, and then it falls back into the cup. That the over mishum sheretz asheretz aloretz, that once this thing left the water and started to creep on the wood, it has an issa now of sheretz asheretz aloretz, and when it falls back into the water, it becomes awesome again. So that's why it's awesome. So the yachi is so the monanami, even the kli itself also in the original pitcher or the bucket there you made the beer. Dilma, why were you afraid? Dilma porish ladafna the mona. Maybe the worm started to creep up to the top of the barrel. For all the nofel amona, then it fell back into the barrel again. So maybe also it comes to the top of the barrel, like the source is called out of the water already. And the shloskav Hashem asheret asheret alaretz. So when it says no hosem, heine revisa over there, that's the way it grows. Therefore, even when it goes to the top of the barrel, it's still called the sheretz in the kli. How do I know what to say? This is a tiny we learned. Minayim the rabbis boris tichon amoris. And you let it bow down and just suck the water out of these boros tichon amoris. And you don't have to be afraid there's some shrotzim inside it. Because even the sheretz you find inside this boros, mutatit. Talmud, the pasuk says, Toichlu mikol ha-shabamayim. You let eat anything in the water. That means anything in the kli, you let eat. The question is again, Velechash, let's be afraid. Dilma porosh ladafna maybe went inside to the side. For the nofel, then it fell back into the kli. Elahani revisa, that's the way it grows. Calls them on the worm is only inside the kli, did not go outside the kli. That's still called the way it grows. It's not called the sheretz aretz yet. Is how can ever be us also by the sifter, the barrel here. Haini revisa, that's the way it grows. Omle Rav Chizla Rav Huna. Tanya dimisaloch, I'll bring you proof to what you're saying. Tanya dimisaloch says kol asher with the sheretz aretz. It isn't the creeps on the ground. Is le rabbis. Yavchushin sasinanon. Also, this type of shrotzin, Russian yatushin, small ends, darkin, an incense per machofer shayayin. The small ends that you find on the wood in the wine. So, kids, if you sift it out, the wine, and you find no ants on it, it's asa. Yavchushin sasinanon, so the deek is time of the sinanon. Why is it asa? Only because he was sinanon, because he sifted it out already. Therefore, we have to be afraid that maybe these worms, like, came on it after it left the yayin. You see, that's why it's asa. But holoi sinanon, let's say they did not sift it out yet. Holoi sinanon, they didn't sift it out yet. Then it's mutter. But what's inside the kli itself, that still remains mutter. That's not a problem. It's only what comes out that's also. What's inside is always mutter. Yeah. It's only when you find it through a strainer, that's when it's also. Without a strainer, it'll be mutter. Yeah. The other one says, Omar Shmuel, kishois, if you have cucumbers, sheshliya, cucumbers that became wormy. If you have worms inside your cucumber, it depends. Biyaviha,